Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Having a few technical difficulties this morning, but at the same time, I'm here. We're going to be off and running. Things are going to work out. My people are working on this situation, and I should have it remedied momentarily. Now, because I can't right now get on the show and see who's out there listening to the show or all this stuff, we just have to kind of wing it. So, guys, again, I'm sorry for the inconvenience here. Like I said, we're having technical difficulties this morning on the show, but we are up and going right now, okay? The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and you listen to your host, Frank Williams. Again, those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, again, I apologize for the early technical difficulties, but I think we're on and popping right now, so things should be working out. It should be coming in loud and clear right now, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Now, it's been raining most of the night. I know about 2:30 this morning it was coming down pretty good, and I think today is just going to be cloudy and dreary again today as it was on yesterday. But, you know, we need the rain just like we need rainy days, just like we need sunny days. The rainy days keep everything growing, keep the trees growing, the grass growing, the gardens growing, keep the lakes full. All this stuff is, and much more, is needs rain. So we have to have those rainy days. And we also need those sunny days, because without the sunny days, you have trees falling, all this kind of stuff, because the ground is saturated. So we need the sunny days and the rainy days all to coincide. That's how the man upstairs wanted it to work, and has it working just like that. So that's how it goes. But those of you who are sitting at home and or at work listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. Our show this morning is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244, and tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thank you for tuning in. Now, today's show is entitled food stamp recipients, should they be drug tested or not? Should they be drug tested or not? That's the question. Now, this is a very, very touchy subject, especially among the people who receive food stamps. Now, you know, I'm all for people, for helping people that need help, okay? Some people legitimately need help out there. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, maybe one of you guys have found yourselves needing that kind of help at some point in your lifetime, okay? You know, your pride doesn't want you to, of course, just like me and my pride. My pride doesn't want me to have to get on to food stamps. But if it comes down to the end and you've exhausted all your resources and everything and that's what you have to resort to, then, of course, you do that in order to feed yourself and your family. That's what it's there for, okay? But, of course, there's also people out there who take advantage of the system, okay? And, you know, these people are stuck in between. Y'all with me? And what I mean by stuck in between is you can't recognize them. All right, they probably look just like the people that really need the help. So it's hard to distinguish between the people that need the help and the people that don't. Some people are just lazy, okay? And some people, I think, this is my opinion now. Don't send me hundreds of emails. But my opinion is that a lot of these people are bred into this way of life. That means that their mom or dad did it, their mom, their grandmom did it, whatever. It's a way of life for them. And they step in, and when they get out of high school or whatever, they go into that same mode, that same lifestyle. So for me to talk about this is very delicate. So, you know, being general, I'm going to be general about this because I don't want people to jump on me about what's going on here with food stamps, okay? And should food stamp recipients be drug tested? Well, that's on the table right now. Should we drug test food stamp recipients? Now, I think that just like with someone who has a job, you have to get drug tested before you can get that job. All right? And some jobs are what do you call it? Random drug testing, okay? Or you may come in the morning and there's a note on your desk saying, go to such and such this morning before you start work and test, all right? Some jobs do that. Then there's some jobs out there where if you get hurt on the job, if you have an accident on the job, then you immediately go in and drug test, okay? That's to protect them. That's to protect the employer. Now, and so if you and I have to be drug tested for a job before we can get a job, and the job does the same thing that food stamps do. A job does the same thing that food stamps do. They help you to take care of your family, feed yourself, and feed your family, right? And so that's the benefit of a job. So if if everyone who has a job has to be drug tested before they start that job, then the same should be true with people who receive food stamps from the government. Simply because if I'm working paying taxes, my tax dollars are going towards, portion of my tax dollars are going towards food stamps, welfare recipients, that kind of government assistance, okay? A portion of our taxes are going to that. So that means a portion of the money that we make is going to a food stamp recipient or welfare recipient, all right? So the people that work are paying taxes to take care of the people who are on who are on food stamps or the recipients of food stamps. So why shouldn't they have to be drug tested just as we are? Okay? Why shouldn't they, when they have an accident, have to go to the hospital or whatever? Okay? When you go through there and find out that they are on government assistance, they should also be drug tested immediately. Then you turn around and look at the cost of doing that. I've heard, and I don't know how true this is, I've heard that each time you want to drug test an employee, it costs you about $100. It costs the employer about $100 to drug test an employee. Okay? Now, at my work, they don't have to get your sample and send it off to the lab and get the results back. They have some kind of special cups that you put your urine in, and it'll tell you immediately if you have a positive or negative result. Okay? So, and I don't know where you get these cups. I don't know where these cups come from. I don't know how that came about. But that would be perfect. Okay? Now, I don't think you can go back and, by the way, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you want to tune in, if you want to comment on the episode. But as far as going back and testing previous recipients of food stamps, I don't think that's feasible. Okay, you got millions of people out there who are on food stamps. Okay, but from this point forward, when there's someone who applies for food stamps, then they should be held accountable and drug tested before they start to receive food stamps. Now, people who have to come in and reapply, they should be held accountable and drug tested before they can receive the assistance. As far as the people that are already on the program, then at some point you have to come in and renew, or they have to do something as far as figuring out if you are eligible to continue to receive food stamps. There's something you have to do. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you have to, you know, resubmit, fill out new forms, all this kind of jazz. But if you do, then at that point, that's when the test should be administered, right? So if you do that, then I believe that that will help get things, you know, that will help things to do, to be better. Because we understand and we know, or some of us know, that the people who are on food stamps, some people who are on food stamps don't deserve to get food stamps, okay? And also some of the people who are on food stamps are also on drugs, okay? So, and if you do test positive for drugs and you are receiving food stamps, then that's going to immediately cause determination of your food stamps. Another piece of this that's tough to grab a hold of is that someone who really needs it and are, you know, or receiving food stamps, and then they're drug tested and have a positive outcome and they're taken off, then they can't receive it anymore. Do they go hungry? No, they don't go hungry. But, you know, they should be held accountable in some way. We're held accountable at our jobs in order to get money for going to work every day. Okay? Now, they don't work. Food stamp recipients don't work. So they're not going out, getting a job, and being responsible for that job, and not being on drugs, okay, not being drug tested for that job. So they don't have any kind of accountability, so they are out there doing drugs, and you know they are. Probably some people in your family that are, okay? And to receive food stamps and not have any type of recourse for, you know, for receiving these food stamps, I think it's the toughest part of this, okay? I don't care if you're white, black, Latino, Chinese, whatever. If you're receiving food stamps, or if you apply to receive food stamps, then that should be one of the criteria. You have to pass a drug screen before you can receive. And that should be the last piece the application or whatever. Okay, they get your application and they say, okay, you're eligible for food stamps. Now you need to come into the office so we can set everything up. And then once they come into the office to set everything up, and once you get everything set up, then you tell them, here's the address, go here and take your drugs test. You know, what? Drug test? Oh, hell no, that ain't what I do. That ain't something that I wasn't told you should have to take a drug test with. Sally didn't take a drug test with me. But, you know, that's the whole thing, is that you have to start somewhere. So we have to start with people, that are applying for stamps right now, okay? Start it right now. And people who have to reapply, then they have to go through the same thing. They have to reapply, they have to be approved, and then here's the address. I want you to go here and get your test, all right? So I do think that it's a good idea. And I know it'll be expensive and expensive to the taxpayers, but at the same time, I'm not talking about going back and trying to test everyone who's on food stamps or receiving food stamps. I'm saying from this point forward, When you apply for it and you're approved, then you get everything set up. The next step is here's the address. You need to go here and take your drug test right now. Okay? If not, then you don't receive them. All right? So that's my thing. Hope you guys got some information out of this. I hope you have a great day. My time is up. Again, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but we were able to get things going. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, for the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourself, guys. See you tomorrow, same place. Good day.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to